for being recorded.
Find day after day forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercies towards me. Great is your grace. Help me sing, help me sing. It's a simple song. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me, always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Holiness, holiness, what I long for, yeah. Holiness is what I know I need, yeah. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me, righteousness, righteousness, righteousness. Righteousness is what I long for, yeah. Righteousness is what I know I need, yeah. Ooh, righteousness is what you want for me. So take my heart, Lord, and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Help me, Lord. Take my will, Lord. Conform it, Lord, to yours, to yours, to yours alone. To yours, O Lord. You're a good, good Father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're a good, good Father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're a good, good Father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're the best I've ever known. You're the best I've ever known. I had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Listen, praise will confuse the enemy. So I started singing and dancing. Oh yeah. And I started singing and dancing. Oh yeah. And I started singing and dancing, oh yeah. Praise him, let's praise him in advance. Don't wait until the storm comes, praise him in advance. Don't wait until your money's low. Praise them in advance. Don't wait until your heart is broken. Praise them in advance. Don't wait until the job is gone. Praise them in advance. Don't wait until you get sick. Praise them in advance. Every morning, praise them every chance you get. Praise them in advance. Praise them in advance. Don't wait. Tomorrow's not promised to you, my brother, my sister. Praise him in advance. I need you, you need me, we're all a part of your body, stand with me, say it with authority, agree with me, we're all a part of God's body, it is his will. Let every need be supplied. You gotta stand on the word. You are important to me. We need you to survive. Tell your neighbor, and you are important to me. And we need you to survive. And this is what we do every day on the Master's Call. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. And I love you, and I need you to survive. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me, and we need you to survive. Just know you are important to me, and I need you. We need you to survive. Thank you, Lord. Holiness, holiness, what we long for, yeah. Holiness is what we know we need, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo, holiness is what you want for me. So take my heart, Lord, and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, Lord, conform it, oh, to yours, yes. Praise your name, Lord. We cry out unto you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Lord, that when they heard your call to begin this phenomenal prayer call to reach people all across the U.S. and the world, we're so grateful that they heeded your call and they were obedient. And for more than 10 years now, we're still praising and worshiping the Lord. Thank you to the Artist Life family. I want to ask a special blessing on all the entrepreneurs on this call and in the Artist Life family and all entrepreneurs in general in my family, in your family. Add a special blessing to their business this year. Let it be the best, most productive year. Let it be a year of great lessons, but of greater profits. And Lord, when the crisis comes, that's an opportunity to do something great. When a crisis comes, that's an opportunity to see if you have built your house on a firm foundation on the rock, as we know as the Most High, or has your house fallen because it was built on sinking sand. Crisis, pandemic, worry, stress, depression, mental illness, joblessness, underpaid, overpaid, overpaid, and not a good steward over your money, paycheck to paycheck. I stand against all of these things that are not like you, Lord. We got to do better. We need to just go forward with what the Lord has for us and follow his word. Apply it to your life. The word and the blood still works. It still works. It's tried and true. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for each and every family on this call. Some may be hurting and not able to speak this morning, overwhelmed with joy and unable to speak. But, Lord, we know that the hearts and minds of the saints and our family and our friends are with us. We have preachers and teachers and evangelists and prayer warriors and first-time callers and callers that have been calling for 10 years and praying with them. Bless them all. Every need, every unmet need, every medical need, seen and unseen. We ask these prayers in Yeshua's name. Bless your name. Host, are you there?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Ruth?
Yes, Prayer General, loud and clear.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for stepping in this morning, and I tell you, doing double duty, worshiping before the Lord in spirit and in truth. Thank you for that amazing worship this morning. You brought us before the presence of the Lord. Thank you, thank you. And also seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart and in your spirit and opening us up with that awesome prayer. We give God glory for you. Good morning, TMC family and friends. This is Brenda Terrell, who reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I tell you, we're so grateful and thankful that God has brought us here once more together to uplift the name of Jesus. Let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our awesome and amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers each and every day. Monday through Friday, we are here as we begin our day. And it's such an awesome time because, you know, I got a call already this morning, and I said, you know what, we'll have to talk later. I have to get with the master here this morning. And it's such a pleasure where we can invite others to come and join us to worship in spirit and in truth. And so get ready because we have a website that you can go to any time of the day and hear the messages such as what you're going to hear today. All the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. It's themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. Share with your friends and let them know there's always a word in the atmosphere for you. Glory to God. Our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry. You can do so. You can be a greeter. You can be a psalmist. You can be a host. And just You may even have a word from the Lord that you want to share with us. It's a safe haven here. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. The info, that's I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all started was this awesome and amazing health and wellness company, and I tell you, that had an awesome event last night celebrating the women, and it is Artist Life, where the Diaz de Leon family started this company well over 30 years with amazing health and wellness products. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. Not only that, every Monday through Friday, right after this call, there's the morning motivational call where you can get more information about these awesome products, as well as testimonies that will be held Thursdays. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where they'll be talking about the business side of it. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And I know our host will probably be the awesome and amazing Executive President Candida Mosley. Well, we are ready to get the word from the Lord. Get ready, get ready. Get your pens, your paper, everything ready. Get your, she said, sit your coffee down, and I got tickled because I had my coffee going up to my lips. Glory to God. But yes, 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 get ready, because we are getting a word from on high from this awesome and amazing young lady who was born in New York City, and she lived in Georgia, and then God moved her to San Antonio, Texas. Her background is an electrical engineer. She is an amazing woman who has raised an amazing young man named Christopher. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart, and she's always stepping forth to do whatever she can for her dear sisters in the Lord. And brothers too, okay, but I tell you, she's got a special love for us sisters. Glory to God. And we just give God glory for her, because she has a book out, and you can get it any on any arena where, like, I guess, Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and it's called When God Births the Ministry. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, this amazing prophet of God, none other than Prophet Kai Brown out of San Antonio, Texas. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Wonderful. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to our Prayer General for hosting with such Jesus joy, and to Minister Ruth for doing double duty. Let me say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because without their yes, we would not be here this morning. And we always, 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 always give all praise, all glory, all magnification to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our big brother and daddy God. So again, this morning, you know, I just had to take a minute to, you know, acknowledge the fact that this is Women's History Month, and that we as women have come together to do so many great and wonderful things, and to just honor every woman on this call, knowing that you have birthed something in someone. Honor yourselves, because just by speaking to other women about the products, you are birthing something in someone. So take a minute to just celebrate you. There's nothing wrong with that. And to celebrate your sisters, to encourage one another, and to just continue to strive and achieve all that God has called us to strive and achieve for as women. So now we're going to get into the Word. And as I was walking this morning, I was like, Lord, I don't have a word yet. I don't have a word yet. I don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do? He said, you're going to start the I Am series. I said, okay, Lord, what is the I Am series? He said, my people have forgotten that I am. And I was like, okay, Lord, we can roll with that. Okay, He was like, so I need you to set the foundation of where I am came from, and then I'm going to remind them of specific things that I am in their lives. So we're going to first turn to Exodus 3, and we're going to start with the 11th verse. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So God, in the foundation of his relationship with Moses, sending him back to his people and to Pharaoh to walk away with the Israelites to worship God on that mountain, said, I am that I am. I am who I am. Don't question me. I am who I am. I am ascending. I am everything that you will ever require. God is letting us know he is more than what we need in any situation or any circumstance. And it just stuck in my head. I am who I am. There's no more required than just that. If we're really honest with ourselves. But are we allowing God to be the I am in our lives? Or are we trying to figure it out ourselves and work through the process ourselves? I am who I am is what God is saying to us. But are we listening to him? Have we just become complacent, thinking that we have to do all that we need done, thinking that we have to be enough, thinking that we have to be in control? Are we willing to surrender it to I am? I need us to really stop and take a minute to look at what God is saying in Exodus 3 and 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Well, see, we don't have to wait for somebody to tell us, you know, that God is with us. We have that. We have that knowledge if we've read our Bible. We didn't have to wait for an explanation from somebody else. If we are choosing to delve into the Word of God, we know that I am is with us. He is with us at all times. But are we allowing him to be the I am in our lives? Revelations 1 and 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. I am the Alpha, which is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and the Omega, which is the last letter. So he is everything from beginning to end and everything in between. I am is calling you to him. But are you willing to go? Is he enough for you? He is waiting for us to respond in the manner we need to respond. I am is our God. He encompasses all things. I am. But are we willing to go with him? Are we willing to walk it out? Are we willing to allow him to be I am? Or do we need to be in control? And it's something that we really have to stop and think through and listen through and process through and trust through and surrender to. See, because if you are your own I am, then you've got some major problems. Because then the hedge of protection that God can provide as I am, he can't provide. Because you've chosen to put yourself in his place. Are we trying to be our own God? Are we trying to do things he told us not to do? Are we trying to walk in places he told us not to walk? Are we speaking those things into existence that he told us not to speak? Are we speaking life or are we speaking death into our own situation? Or are we allowing I am to be what he is? John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, as a part of the Holy Trinity, Jesus is I am. And we can't even get to Daddy God unless we go through him. But we have a choice. See, salvation can't even come unless we go through Jesus. And he is also the I am as a part of the Trinity. But again, we have a choice. See, God always lets us do our part. He never takes our part away from us. See, because us doing our part is showing him we desire to surrender and to submit that to him. It shows him the willing part of the willing and obedient. See, God doesn't want it to come by force. He wants us to be willing and obedient so that we can eat the fat of the land. See, that willing part has always been the obedient part for me. I'm good with that because it's what God says. That willing part is where where I have to do most of my work. But we have a choice. Do we surrender and submit to the I am and allow him to flow through the process? And allow him to deposit his peace even in the midst of the storm and to allow him to be in control? Or do we struggle against I am because we need to know every detail and step and process in the procedure? I don't ask my mechanic about every step he's going to take to fix my car. I don't ask my hairdresser about every step she's going to take to braid my hair. Why am I questioning God about every step that he's taking me through a process? If I can trust man on earth to handle some things, why are we so unwilling to trust God that same way? I am that I am. And if we know him through relationship, that trust should be there without fail. John 8 and 58 says, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Think about that. Abraham is considered the father of generations. But before Abraham was, Jesus said, I am. But are you allowing him to be the I am in your life? I know I keep coming back to that. And we will get to the specific I am, later in the week when I come back and as far out as God takes this message. But we've got to realize and focus right now on the fact that God says, I am who I am. And trust that. We have got to trust him the way we're willing to trust mankind. You're willing to trust your doctor when he tells you you got a cold and you need to take some medicine. You're willing to trust your pastor when he says he's praying for you or she's praying for you. You're willing to trust your mechanic and your hairdresser and the repair people that come to your house. But are you trusting God, who is the I am, the same way? Are we putting our faith in the right places? I am who I am. And as we begin to focus on the I am, and as we truly lean not onto our own understanding and acknowledge him, he will direct our path. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He is the light of the world. He is the bread of life. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41 and 10. I am with you. There should be no doubt. There should be no question that God is who he is, that he is the I am, and that he has our back, and that he is upholding us with his righteous right hand. Matthew 28 and 20, the second part, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. To the end of the age. He didn't say ages, age. That's the end of everything. The end of the age will be the end of everything. He will be with us until then. But are we willing to trust the I am? Are we willing to surrender to him? Are we willing to say, okay, God, you're in control anyway? My figment of imagination of control is just that, a figment of my imagination. Sometimes I can't even control the way I respond to things, let alone the things themselves. So why not just surrender it to I am? He knew it was coming. He's not caught off guard or surprised. And ultimately, he's going to work it out for our good and his glory anyway. So will you choose this day to allow I am to be who he is, Daddy God? Will you allow him to be the author and the finisher of your faith, to be the Alpha and the Omega? Will you allow him to be I am in your life? I don't know about you, but I get a great peace from knowing that I am is in control of my life. My joy cannot be taken because I am is in control of my life. Even in the midst of those sad times and those moments of depression, I am is in control. And I can surrender those times to him and still have joy and still know that he is in control. My God. I don't know about you, but I want I am who I am to be in control of my life. I want I am who I am to be with me and not forsake me. I want I am who I am to rest, rule, and abide with me so that I can have that peace and that joy and that comfort and that grace and that mercy that comes with him. I don't know about you, but I need God to be the I am of my life. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Well, glory, hallelujah. We know who sent to you, the great I am. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that awesome word this morning, Prophet Kai, and I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Spirit of the true and living God, we call on you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, you are the great I am. We thank you, Lord, for this awesome and powerful message, Lord God, to remind us, Lord God, who we should put our trust in. And, Lord, we say, forgive us. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for our unbelief. Forgive us, Lord God, for putting other things ahead of you. Lord God, we thank you right now for your blessings, your peace, and even for the precious blood of Jesus covering us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this awesome woman of God who have poured into us. We ask you, Father, that you pour back into her virtues of blessings, Lord God, like never before. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. Lord God, we lift up those that are having challenges with their health. We're calling them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father God. You told us that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So we're trusting in you, oh God, the I am who says, I am Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So we're calling on you, oh God, and we're saying thank you in advance for healing. We're touching and agreeing that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching those bereaved families all over the country, Father God, all over the world. And Lord God, we know that nobody can comfort like you can. So Lord God, we are asking for the great I am. Do you say I am the God, Jehovah Nisi, who puts a banner over us, Father God. So we asking you to protect, to comfort, and strengthen each and every family, Lord God, especially our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family. We thank you, Father God, for giving them the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we give your name praise and glory and honor. We lift up artist life, and we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in that great company. We know, Lord God, that the work you've begun in them, you said you are perfected and performing until the day of Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Father, for doing your work, and it's done not by might nor by man's power, but by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name and amen. Well, I tell you, saints of God, I know you want to share this message. I am. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's something to shout on, there's something to meditate on, and something to dwell in to know who he is in us, for us, and around us. So this playback is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call is coming up next, and that number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our minister, Ruth, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in her heart. But not only that, she started our day in worship with the awesome worship songs, going before the Lord in spirit and in truth, just lifting up his name in worship. We thank you, Minister Ruth, and thank you for being the servant that you are. And people of God, we ask that you share this message with somebody, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at this same time. Now I will turn it over to our awesome and amazing speaker, Prophet Kai.
Thank you again, Prayer General, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again in your presence to hear your word. Father, we ask that as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Let us remember, help us bring to our recall that you are the great I am and that you are in control. Father, we love you and adore you. We magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.